Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The word of the year is making people think about what it means to be he, him, she, her, and they. KOW Sadas Kuznets explains.
Some people tell me that Merriam-Webster's choice of the pronoun they as the word of the year is positive because it opens up a greater conversation about identity.
I like it.
I think it's good.
It makes me proud that our society is accepting and evolving.
But not everyone seems comfortable with this year's word choice.
I don't really know how I feel about that, if that's a good thing or not. I don't know.
For some, merely asking for their opinion on this word choice caused agitation.
I just don't think that it's a story that should be getting press.
So you don't like that they chose this as their word of the year?
Bingo.
This man recognized the societal impact of the non-binary pronoun they. He tells me it was his son who first brought his attention to it.
So it does sound like this is a word that's really coming up in public consciousness.
I think it may be because my son's in high school. Otherwise, I might not have known. But I think it's a good idea.
Merriam-Webster has indicated that while use of the gender-neutral pronoun has been in use for centuries, there has been an over 300% spike in searches for it over the past year. Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio.